You're listening to Insight from Capital Public Radio. I'm Pamela Wu. Sun Monks are an indie pop trio from Sacramento. Singer Alexandra Steele and guitarist Jeffrey C.K. are joined by drummer Julian Loy. Their 2014 debut EP, In a Desert of Plenty, and 2017 full-length album, To Play, earned praise from both fans and critics alike. Sun Monks went on tour earlier this summer, and they're back in town to perform at Daydream Fest in Sacramento this weekend. They sat down with our Beth Ruyak earlier this year. She asked them how they define their sound.
Genre hopping is what we call
yes.
it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, I think somebody called it avant pop, which I really liked. I don't know, that term lends itself to kind of outsider art, which is very much what we are.
Yeah.
None of our family is involved in entertainment or that world. So we're kind of, we're definitely outsiders.
Yeah, I like to call it experimental pop.
You wear the flags of all my tribes, but your face is bathed in golden paint. You ride that pride like an armored car, even when you're dragged down by the way. Kiss and hug and love. Stretch that smile like a crocodile around the young feet on me. If you don't know me right now, I'm honestly not surprised. If you don't know by now, I know this, I shoot right.
Tell me, the name of your band, Sun Monks, where did that come from?
Oh, well, you know, we just made a giant list of names and just kept going over them and talking to our friends about it, you know, like what weirds you out, what bugs you, what really like sticks in your head, and Sun Monks.
Sun Monks was the one that people kept coming back to. Yeah, we almost called ourselves Slight Piper. Almost
Swarm
called ourselves
Horse.
Swarm Horse. Yes, there was a lot of like, yeah, the same vowels, two
it's
different
like
syllables.
It's like you'd have been a totally different band if you'd have had any of those names.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your good friend is John Bacigalupi, mm-hmm. and he moved from Sacramento, moved his live-in studio to Marin, mm-hmm. Panoramic
yes.
House.
Yes.
It's an intriguing place. He's an intriguing producer to work
with.
Yeah.
How was the experience? Give me a little behind the scenes.
He's a beautiful man.
Yeah, he's wonderful.
a lot of surfing, a lot of Italian food.
Oh, pasta. He's so good at making pasta.
Almost every night he would after the session was over, we'd do a little bit of mixing, and then he'd go right into the kitchen and start working on some kind of
new
pasta
recipe.
Dish. Yeah, some odd
chocolate quail.
Yeah, chocolate quail or some odd Italian.
Wait, you were working, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
we...
yeah.
Work food.
Yeah, the wine would start to flow.
Yeah.
The ocean she named after the sun that warms her breast. Emotion, it slays me. It's her blood.
Did he help you shape the overall sound of the album in any different way?
Oh yeah.
How
yeah,
so?
He definitely did. Well, he kind of came up, he's a few years older than us, and he kind of came up in the late 80s and early 90s, so his production approach is rooted, I think, in the things that were going on at that time. So sonically, a lot of the equipment is vintage, and I think his approach to reverbs and just sonics overall kind of comes from that era. And I think it colors the whole thing in a pretty heavy-handed way.
Mm-hmm.
So I think in a lot of ways he's the third monk on this.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
We write a lot of stuff and start performing it before we record it, just to develop it in front of people, mm-hmm. to kind of see how they respond to it in real time.
Yeah.
And then we'll make recording decisions based on that. So
there was also a lot of songs on there that we had just written and then recorded it, and we haven't even performed it live yet.
Yeah, that's true. So, the opposite is true too.
Yeah.
I could swear that a couple years ago you said half the album was already written and mm-hmm. that you were hoping it would be out maybe in 2015.
Yeah.
So what happened?
I'm not really sure. I mean, we get caught up in the process, and then there's a lot of stuff that goes on where you're showing what is finished to label people or publicity people, and you're kind of adjusting your strategy based on that feedback, and sometimes things just they get drawn out.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason with us, it seems to be we had a year and a half to whatever our initial goal is.
Well, do we need a couple more songs? Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Do you care so much how people get to the music, though?
Not really. As long as they get to it.
I think Alexander was going to give a different answer there.
I agree. You know, as long as they get to it and hear it, that's a win for us. So.
What's your favorite song on this album?
You know, I would have to say my favorite is To Play. I love the fact that the chorus to me is like the ooh part. Like, it doesn't have to be lyrical. It could just be, you know, like a rhythmic thing that stands out. That's my favorite song on it.
That's probably mine too. It's really fun to play live.
Yeah.
We play with different groups of musicians depending on who's available to tour, who's available to play local, and pretty much everybody we play with loves that song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so we open with it a lot, and I like that the chorus isn't lyrical too. It has less intellectual weight than a lot of our stuff.
Soldiers to be bought and sold us to the holy rollers are. We all right. We're doing fine, fine, fine. No heart to mind. No wasted time. I'm gonna be something I'm not. Something I'm not. How can I be something I'm not? I never was one to get settled down. Sight of a modern view breaking ground.
That's Sun Monks, Jeffrey C.K. on guitar and vocals, Alexandra Steele on vocals, plus drummer Julian Loy. They're performing at Daydream Fest this weekend at the Latino Center of Art and Culture in Sacramento. Also, Sun Monks have announced that this will be one of their last three shows ever. They're going to focus the band's time on producing albums and music videos, so catch them live while you can. You are listening to Insight on your NPR station, Capital Public Radio.
All the stars align, young lovers collide, the fires burn so bright, the time is always right.